is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good stuff, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We got two scoops of football on this Monday night. As we have the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Buffalo Bills, and in a very delectable matchup, if you like overs, I'm hoping the Washington Commanders taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, there's some MLB action going down. Lundy is partaking in such activities, but let's go ahead first off and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus here on this Monday edition of the Fade 5 Pod. Here is the name of the game. Plus 100 odds or greater is the necessary threshold, mi amigo. What you got for me?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad, we're going to talk about this a little bit more when we get to bonus time, but obviously no double E this evening, no Evan Ingram out there on the field. So I found this one early this morning and thought, let's have some fun. Give me Christian Kirk. Five or more receiving yards in the first quarter. That's all I need. Five or more. He can do that with one catch.
Yep.
In the first quarter, that is plus 110 over at DraftKings. Couple of reasons why I like this. First and foremost, folks, the standard line for him is 3.5. If you think there's going to be some sort of wiggle room between 4 yards or five, you can play it at the 3.5 and you're going to get standard prop juice at a minus 115. But I'm going to say him for five or more because I like getting the equivalent of an extra 25 cents worth of juice on this one. I think without Evan Ingram, you're going to be looking for simple little dump offs across the middle for Trevor Lawrence. And I think one catch rolling forward like we all used to do down the hill of grass when we were kids, that's basically all Christian Kirk needs to do for me to be able to cash this one. So I think without his particular plus size target, we'll talk about his replacement. But I like this with Christian Kirk. It can happen with one catch, and I like this sort of like one and done early payday.
That's a fantastic call, man. I mean, that is a very low threshold for him to get across. So I may have to tell you on that. That's a fascinating, muy interesante wager. Let's ratchet up the plus narrative. Give me Joe Cool or Joe Burrow to blast a box score with three or more passing touchdowns against the Washington Commanders. He achieves that. Oh, look at that. I'll roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice here at a plus 270. At DraftKings Sportsbook. This is entirely doable in my estimation. You look at Joe Burrow, a guy that's only thrown, let's see, a pair of touchdowns, the best showing he's had weeks one through two. Remember, he had that donut in week one and that shocking L that the Cincinnati Bengals suffered against the New England Patriots. And yeah, he's only number 24 in red zone completion percentage, but he gets back a critical player tonight, and that being T. Higgins. Higgins has said, hey, I'm 100%. I'm not going to have any snap limitations. I'm going to be full go, and that's going to really open up the offense as a whole. Of course, he's going to be tunneling passes in the direction of Jamar Chase, but Mike Gesicki, the glorified slot wide receiver for this team, could be a busy man, seeing mano-a-mano coverage. And you look at Washington, they are dead last in pass EPA defense entering the week. They give up 4 passing touchdowns to Baker Mayfield in the opener, and inexplicably 2 passing touchdowns to the god-awful Daniel Jones. So if Daniel Jones get a pair of passing TDs, it's entirely conceivable that Joe Burrow goes uno, dos, and tres, mi amigos, on those airstrikes at plus 270 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's talk about a guy I still believe is scoring fantasy points in Miami, and hopefully he's going to carry that in his matchup tonight, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that being James Cook, the Bobby Flay of running backs, and I think he's going to skillet the competition through the air. Once again, give me the over on 2.5 receptions, and I grabbed this yesterday at even Steven odds, plus 100 there at DraftKings Sportsbook, and I think it's entirely achievable for him. You look at James Cook, a guy who's kind of a jack of all trades. He's only running 9.5 routes per game so far on the young year. But he has trotted out on a route on 45.2% of snaps played. A very appreciable 2.58 Y per route run. So yards per route run, 100% catch rate. So he's catching everything that is tossed in his general direction. He only had the one catch, and that was for a touchdown against Miami a week ago. He had three, though, grabs against the Arizona Cardinals there in the opener. My friends at Betalytics have him projected for 2.69 nice reception. So they are leaning over. And again, Jacksonville, number 21 in pass EPAD, and they've given up a dozen catches for 105 yards just to the running back position in a couple of weeks. All I need is three grabs. And honestly, what I really need is Jacksonville to be competitive in this game. That is a downside with this wager. But give me the over on numero cinco here with a fade five. James Cook, 2.5 catches, plus 100 at DK. Lendy, Vader, follow.
This feels like a really low number for being plus odds, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, a couple of books have it right now, like minus 102. I saw minus 110, I think, at BetMGM.
Yeah.
So you might want to grab it right now, DraftKings.
Yeah, you can get over to DraftKings, get this at plus numbers. I like this. I also like all your extra parentheses there on the screen.
Yeah,
let's go with this one. I'm going to play the over, but I wouldn't mind this if you are sitting on some sort of SGP boost or something like that to bring it down to dos. Just get rid of the hook opportunity and take him for two. So I like this by itself. If you are going to SGP it, though, bring it down to two. Pair it up with some other stuff that you like.
Oh, James Cook. Fry him up like a creme brulee, baby. Work those mitts, son.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the fade at five. A countdown. Let's get a little SGP. Let's get some more plus money on the board, shall we? Let's talk about Mike Gesicki, the pride of Penn State. And I'll take down the Nittany Lions on Saturday night, Illinois, though you're 18-point dogs. I'd open inexplicably. So you're number 19 in the country. Put some damn respect on the orange and blue's name. Anyway, I digress on another orange team's representative. I like a second of the SGP, 25 or more receiving yards. Let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If he's going to be racking up the yards, going to be racking up the catches, I say he gets at least three receptions at a plus 105. So little baby seduced by the juice there. At BetMGM, why am I high on this? Well, again, you look at Washington. They are dead last in pass EPA defense. Now, here is the silver lining for the Commanders. In two games, they've allowed one catch for 5 yards to a tight end. That is it, but they haven't faced anybody. The skill set of Mike Gesicki, who's been tearing it up, 20.6% of the team target share. That's 6.5 targets per game he has averaged. He is top five among all plus-size targets in total air yards. He is top five among all plus-size targets in yards per reception, in yak, and also in yards per route run at 2.87. Week one, four targets, three receptions, 18 yards, so fell short in the yardage mark. But last week, nine targets, seven grabs for 91. I know what you're thinking. Hey, T against his back, got to be spreading the love around. Joe Burrow will be, but I think there'll still be enough meat on the bone for Mike Gesicki to consume at least 25 yards and three or more catches. That SGP hits plus 105 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Numero cuatro on the fade five. Fade or follow?
I think there are some of our fellow betting analysts out there that are overreacting to the return of T. Higgins. I've seen a couple of folks that I follow and that, frankly, I will tail on bets from time to time that actually are playing the under on a lot of Gesicki's props, and that has me a bit surprised. I mean, again, I think the return of T. Higgins is a big deal, but I don't think that it's all of a sudden going to be as though Gesicki doesn't exist on the field. And so when you look at something like over-under on 2.5 receptions, when you look at his yardage props and things like that, I don't think you can roll that quickly on the unders, so I politely disagree with our friends in the biz that are saying to play the unders. I think Gesicki is going to continue to be a part of this offense as they just want to wear down Washington over the course of this game. I'm following.
Yeah, fade the living daylights out of the wise guys. Get your grabs, Gesicki.
Number three.
Numero Tres here on the feed at 5 countdown. I have fallen in love with the race twos. Unfortunately, I've been taking a lot of my money as a result, but I'm going to go back to that well as poisoned as it is, and I will drink the arsenic happily. Give me Ja'Marr Chase, raced at 80 yards receiving at plus 125 there at BetMGM. Now, full disclosure, they also have nobody getting to 80 yards in this game at plus 250, so that's kind of enticing. But I think Ja'Marr Chase is a great way to play the over, because the over-under right now is 81.5 receiving yards there at BetMGM. So if you believe he's going to get there, and you think he's very capable of being the first guy, maybe the only guy to get there, you can take this prop and you get a nice little plus 125 value in return. He's going to see a lot of Benjamin St. Juste in coverage in this Washington Commanders secondary. St. Juste this season has been targeted already through two games 18 times. He's allowed 11 receptions for 124 yards, two touchdowns, and a 118.8 passer rating. No bueno, mi amigos. Meanwhile, look at Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah, he had some of the accumulated rust. He's been able to shake it off the last couple of weeks. He is number one among all wide receivers entering the week and catchable target rate. He's only averaging 5.5 targets per game, only averaging 1.34 yards per route run, but an appreciable number 26 in total yak. He has 23 route wins already this season, so he's getting that separation. This, to me, seems like a breakout game. He went 6 for 62 in week one against the Patriots. Last week, very modest, 4 catches for 35 yards against the Kansas City Chiefs, so getting a lot of Trent McDuffie in coverage. But St. Juste ain't Trent McDuffie. He is a giver, folks. So as a result, again, a nice little way to play the over and get it at plus money. Him to race and sprint, son, like Noah Lyles, 80 yards receiving at plus 125 at BetMGM. Numero Tres on the Fade 5 countdown. Lundy, fade or follow?
Ooh, I don't know, man. And the only reason I say that is because you are having bad luck with these bets. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, it turns around and luck will favor the bold, as they say. But I don't know about this one. I don't know whether they decide to just get crazy with T. Higgins and welcome him back in the home crowd. Like, all right, T's here. Let's have some fun. I don't know if they're going to do that or not. I think I might have to fade this one just because I don't have a good, strong feeling one way or the other.
All right, lay the smackdown, Ja'Marr Chase, on the competition and Lundy and his negativity. By the way, if you want more of Lundy's negativity and his picks, please go
just
to
follow me on Twitter. That's where you're going to find it. Good God.
there's a lot of, hey, but the Broncos won, and they did so in convincing fashion against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road. Way to go, Bo Nix. Arrows pointing up, but Lundy can't back him necessarily because go Beavs. He's not a fan of the Oregon Ducks. But anyway, I digress. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Lundy's free spreadsheet picks live there. Mine do as well. All of my fantasy and sports betting content is there. All of our college football content from Nate Jacobson and Ben Wittenstein. They got a Fade 5 version of this podcast, a college edition that comes out every single Wednesday. You can get it all right now at thegamingjuice.com. You got a question for me? You can ask me, and I don't charge you a single cent. So go to the Gaming Juice, sign up for a free account, click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, Numero Dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Run, Trevor Lawrence! Run, you long-haired blonde bastard! I'm taking the over 17.5 rush yards at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Betalytics has this as an overlean. They got him projected for 17.58. So barely an overlean, but I think he could get there being an opportunistic rusher. If you go back to last year, he's hit the over on this prop in 4 of his last 6 games. He had 45 yards last week on a couple of carries out in week 1. He only had 2, but that was rather uncharacteristic. I think he's going to get like 3 to 5 scrambles in this contest. When you look at Buffalo, they are outstanding in pass EPAD at number 9 overall. But Kyler Murray ran for 57 against him. Tua Tagovailoa, before he had that devastating concussion yet again, ran for 17. So, yar, shiver me timbers. Captain Hook kind of came out to play there. And they do have the seventh lowest pressure rate at 18.3%. But this could be one scramble where he could roll out of the pocket. Defense is way down the field, setting back. He sees nothing but green grass in front of him, and he takes off. Again, if I believe he's going to get 3 to 5 rush attempts in this game, there is a strong propensity for him to achieve at least 18 or more rush yards, and I am buying that narrative. We'll see if Lundy does right now. Fade or follow T-Law over 17.5 rush yards, -115 at BetMGM.
Is he going to do what Patrick did last night?
Oh, what, the deep knees?
You know how many people? Shout out to Blake, who follows us on the pod and follows me on Twitter, who he and I were lamenting together last night on Twitter about all of our bad beats that happened yesterday. I did not get the bad beat on Mahomes because I didn't take his rushing yards. Yeah. But Blake and several thousand other people clearly did, because it was the talk of the Twitterverse last night.
Buddy, nobody takes deeper knees than Patrick Mahomes. Look at the Super Bowl from a couple of years ago. It's just it's par for the course with that guy, and yep. It always gives me hesitancy on betting on the over on the standard rush lines. That's why you got to go in the alternative market and take that sucker down.
Yeah, you got to be able to do something like that. So, you know, if Lawrence is going to do the same thing, I think he's going to scramble a little bit. I do believe this number is set just a little bit high, so I would be a lot happier in an SGP market at like a flat 15, or even just making it a leg at 10 or something like that and adding into everything else. So I think this number's set really well. I think he's going to finish close to this number. So for me, I don't hate the logic behind trying to play this, but I think I'd rather SGP bring it down and then play the over.
Oh, how about early bonus time? Bonus time, Lundy. I did exactly that on thegamingjuice.com. I took Trevor Lawrence down at 10.5 rush yards, and okay, I took Josh Allen down to 25.5 rush yards and hit the overs on both of those alt markets, +102 at DraftKings. You like that?
Yeah, I like that a lot better. I think that gives me a little bit of wiggle room, and I don't have to worry too much about the idea of Lawrence getting dinged for anything that could happen as the defense is bearing down on him.
Run! I don't care how you get it, Trevor Lawrence. Just plow over some dudes at the open field. Get angry.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's get some more plus money on the board on this double dip on a Monday night. Zach Ertz. It hurts so good. Come on, Zach. Remake It Hurt So Good. Or Ertz. Yeah, that was a terrible rendition of that song, usually reserved for Jalen Hurts, his former teammate. But I like the over on 3.5 receptions for the former Philadelphia Eagle there against the Cincinnati Bengals at a +130 at BetMGM. Why do I like this prop? Well, you look at Betalytics. They got him projected for exactly, really very close to this number, 3.45. However, they give it an A- grade on the over, according to Rachel Dory, her personal plays, because of the extreme value you see on the board. Now, Cincinnati, number 13, quite respectable in pass EPA defense, but they gave up 6 for 61 to the tight end position against the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs there in their first couple of games. Ertz only 15.1% of the team target share. He's got 8 total targets, 24.5 routes run per game, however, and 100% catch rate. So him and Jaden Daniels are in a nice little rhythm. Number one in yards per target among tight ends, 11.3. In week one, he had 3 grabs. Last week, he had 4. You are going to be sweating this sucker out, but I believe Washington's going to be playing from behind in the second half. That raises the odds of him cashing in on this. I think it's 4 grabs exactly. He stiff arms Captain Hook, and we cash in. My number one play, Monday Night Football, the double dip. Zach Ertz, now the Washington Commanders, over 3.5 catches, taking on Cincinnati. +130 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Ooh, see, I already faded you. Okay, I'll follow with this one. I like the plus odds. I'll follow with you. I'll get seduced by the juice. I got completely hosed yesterday. I don't even want to talk about it. I just, the number of things that miss. I'll give you one, Brad, because it'll tie into your life. If Chicago catches that Hail Mary in the end zone, I am almost $3,000 richer this morning.
Oh, it was like down at the 1 foot line.
Yep. If that actually makes it into the end zone, because I was playing a lot of dogs yesterday, and they were all hitting, and I needed that one to be able to pop through, and that would have been a pretty four-legger for a whole lot of ka-ching. So yeah, it was a painful day yesterday. That's why everybody was talking about what had happened with Mahomes, and I was like, man, I got like seven tickets that looked like that from yesterday. I tweeted out a couple of the legs that missed for me last night that I was just dying. I mean, nobody wants to talk about how bad your fantasy team is, right? I mean, you know, we don't have these kind of discussions, but I told everybody I can summarize it fairly easily, Brad. I had one that needed Kyle Pitts to have 60 or more receiving yards.
Oh, and what do you have, 58 on two catches?
59.
Oh, 59. Even worse.
Even worse.
Oh, pain.
Yeah. That hurts, man. That hurts. All right. So let's get it out of the way. Let's shake the Etch-A-Sketch. As I told everybody last night, you got to start fresh. So let's do it, man. Let's do it with a Monday night double dip. And I'm grateful that there's two games because it gives me more opportunities to lose.
Yeah, squander away cash. I think I've lost like 10 in a row. I had a bit of a heater on the first two slates, and then the game last night happened, and I think I missed three bets by like one catch in the SGP market. Bijan Robinson, catch the damn ball. Throw it to him, please. That was puzzling to say the least, but that's long in the past. We got to make some more units back tonight. And there's initial action. It's bonus time. Bonus time, Lundy. Whether it's in the NFL, maybe you're looking at a college football, but more importantly, I know you. You can't quit baseball, so you probably got a couple of tickets there. What do you have for me?
Well, let's roll this. I got a couple in baseball. Let me get these out of the way for you. There's actually only four games on the schedule today. It's kind of this weird oddity, practically a day off for the MLB. So let me get you a couple, though, that I really like. I like Vlad Guerrero to go over on his total bases. 333 lifetime average against Tanner Houck of the Boston Red Sox. But I think that Vlad can hit that, and I'm getting it at plus odds. And anytime I can see Vlad Guerrero's total bases at plus odds, I am going to roll with that one. Plus 115 over at DraftKings. Another baseball one that I like for you. Aforementioned Vlad Guerrero. This is a three-legger for hits. Just hits. That's all I need. One hit. Vlad gets one. Jose Altuve gets one. Matt Chapman of the San Francisco Giants gets one. If each of those dudes can put bat to ball and reach base safely, plus 163 over at DraftKings. I really like that one for a very simple play. These are guys that combined between their history against the starting pitching, as well as the hyphen, batters-box.com. All of it aligns to expect that these guys can reach base safely. I told you that we were going to come back to the tight end position. And the fact that we are looking for some opportunities, shall we say. How about Benton Strange?
Yes!
Brad, let's go to Benton Strange. And I'll tell you this. I don't know if you've got one of those no-sweat touchdown bets or anything like that. He is plus 280.
Wow.
Slash six. And with no Evan Ingram, remember, when Ingram got hurt, Strange came in and on six targets had three catches for 65 yards, including one that he took for 30. And so I feel like, you know, yeah, you want to have a guy like Evan Ingram out there, but clearly they've got a playmaker in the plus size target. So Benton Strange for a touchdown plus 280. He is sort of my off the beaten path pick from a touchdown standpoint for this evening. I gave you the Christian Kirk that I like. You talked about Mike Gesicki. Brad, there are several of the simulations, analytics, projections, etc. For Gesicki that actually place him up over 50 yards for tonight. I know you were looking at what, 25, I think, was what you had.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me throw a ladder out there to you just in case it is Gesicki night. For him to have 40 or more is plus 185.
Oh, sexy.
For him to have 50 or more, if the computer models are correct and he can crack the 50 mark, that is plus 310 at DraftKings. So I'm just throwing it out there as something that I think you should consider. My favorite touchdown bet, by the way, in the second game of the doubleheader is actually to roll over to Washington's side. Give me Brian Robinson for a touchdown. I'm just going to keep rolling with that dude because I think they get down into the red zone. And I know that Daniels can call his own number. I know they can look in a lot of different places, but it just feels to me like B-Rob may find his way into the end zone yet again. And as always, I don't even remember what the hell the number is. It might be up to 86 or 87 at this point. You know how throughout the baseball season, it was kind of an auto play to take the home team on the run line when they were playing the Rockies.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about James Cook's rushing plus receiving prop. I'm getting to the point where this is practically an auto bet for me. I will likely bring it down to like 70 combined in an SGP, but he's been smashing these numbers, it feels like, and I'm just going to keep rolling with him. So I yield the full floor to the fine gentleman with his overtime win against Nebraska on Friday night. Hey, my Beavs took care of Purdue. I'm happy about that at home. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Congratulations. I think everybody's going to be taking care of Purdue this season.
Hey, I'll take it, man. I'll take it. I'm still at this point. I'm a team without a conference until we can find two more people that'll want to join us.
Well, hey, the Pac-12 or the Pac-2 right now is a conference full of domination with Wazoo and Oregon State. Hey, Wazoo stuck by San Jose State. Was a 54-52 at double overtime? That was a crazy game. Anyway, my bonus time. Let's get to the team Huevos parlay play of Monday Night Football. Let's work in. And I got a typo in here because I added a leg. Just to make this even more interesting on the SGP, and I'm going to correct that on the screen right
adding,
now.
For he's all adding these. Stuff on the fly.
That's right. Here we go. Team Huevos parlay play of the game, day SGP style in Cincinnati and Washington. Give me the Bengals to win on the money line. Give me Zach Moss for any time touchdown. And give me Jaden Daniels to run for 25 or more yards. Uno, dos, and tres, mi amigos. Plus 150 built there at BetMGM. Why am I digging in on this? Look, Cincinnati, this is a get-right spot for them. I know Washington is number two entering the week in EPA per play offense. Cincinnati much further down the ladder in that category, number 18, but defensively far superior than the Commanders, number 13, are the Bengals in EPA per play D. Washington dead last in that category. Again, I feel Joe Burrow's got a shot at three or more passing touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase should go nuts. I think with D. Higgins back, you put all together, I think there's going to be goal-to-go opportunities for Zach Moss. I think the Bengals win. Moss scores. He's already got one touchdown of the season. He's already got seven red zone touches. And I'm watching it better in terms of trench defense than they are on the back end at number 13, rush EPA D. But again, goal-to-go opportunity should be ample in this game. And Moss is the workhorse running back over the former ILL and Chase Brown. So I like him quite a bit for any time touchdown. Then give me Jaden Daniels, 25 or more rush yards. A lot of these could be accumulated after halftime as they're chasing the scoreboard. He's gone for 88 and 44 rush yards in the first couple of games. He's leading all NFL quarterbacks center of the week in rush attempts with 26 in total, 66 yards per game. Cincinnati, number 28 on the week or entering the week in rush EPAD. So on maybe another 10 attempts, I think Jaden Daniels in the alt market here easily gets to 25. So to recap, the team Huevos parlay play of the day, Bengals money line, Zach Moss, anytime touchdown, Jaden Daniels, 25 or more rush yards. Look at that, plus 150. That's hot and sexy there at BetMGM. What else is hot and sexy in this game? When you strange, cue the doors in the background. I'm with you on Britton Strange. I took the over on receiving yards at 25 and a half. Grabbed a FanDuel at minus 113. He is leading all NFL tight ends in ADOT entering week two, 13.7. He's only seen 13% of the target share, but number 4 yards per route run at 2.71. You mentioned the 65 yards he had on the three catches in week two. And you look at the Buffalo Bills. They were outstanding on the bookends defensively.
But bad in the middle.
Evidenced by McBride had 30 receiving yards against them. And Jonnu Smith had 53. 3 receiving yards against them. I know a lot of that came in garbage time, but I like Brenton.
Winnie is strange, dude.
They're giving up. The Bills are giving up an average of 7 catches and 51 and a half yards per game to the tight end position, folks. It's part of the reason that I like that Christian Kirk bet in the first quarter.
Yep.
He can go across the middle and right for all the different talent that the Bills have in the middle, they are susceptible. And that's part of why I like that Christian Kirk first quarter bet.
Yep, 100% with you there. So Brenton Strange, we're all in on. One more bet from me in Bengals and Commanders, T. Higgins. For 50 or more receiving yards, the standard line right now is at 44 and a half, but 50 or more receiving yards plus 115 at DraftKings. I grab that immediately. Again, straight from the horse's mouth, T. Higgins has said, I'm 100%. I'm going to be full go in this game. Now, if you listen and watch BetMGM tonight, you can stream it right here on thegamingjuice.com. I'm going to be interviewing an insider for the Bengals. I'm going to be asking him specifically about T. Higgins right before game time. So we're going to get some inside information on what the organization feels, where he's at. But again, what he said is 100%, I'm good to go. And a guy, if you look last year, he went for 50 or more in a game 6 times. He was appreciable wide receiver 24 and 8 dot, number 16 among all wideouts and yards per route run. And he gets Michael Davis in coverage. And Lundy, this is what Davis has given up so far this season. Just 23 snaps played, 5 targets, 3 receptions, 62 yards, and a 103.7 passer rating. And again, as a collective, the Commanders are last. They're living in the dungeon, folks, and pass EPA defense at number 32. So I think it could be a splashy return for T. Higgins, even if he has modest production, like 50 yards. We're cashing in at a plus 115 juice. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy's always giving it to you there at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Sign up for an account right now, you jackals, at thegamingjuice.com. Read all the fantastic content the entire team is cranking out. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Go Gasecki!